This is Discovery with a K.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back to a new monthly special of Discovery with a K, where we discuss our favorite releases of the month.
Mm-hmm. It's already
so this time.
What?
Yes, is going on? This year is going back like crazy, and I'm excited for what is coming because concerts are happening, people.
Woo!
Concerts are happening.
Corona? We don't know her anymore.
What is that? All right.
It totally so did not consume at least 2 years of our lives at all.
And then after that, everyone starts to have a comeback or a concert.
Yeah, rip my bank account.
Yes, that too. So, yeah, we're excited. So, yeah, we're going to the K-pop Flex in Germany.
Yay!
So keep an eye on that because we will be writing a little review about the concert.
Of course.
And yes. So let's start with April. So we had like plenty of releases in April as usual, but some of them just stood out.
Of course. Of course.
So shall we start with K-pop?
Sure. Do you want to...
Okay.
I feel like you have a couple of big ones coming that I know I can expect from you.
Yeah, well, you know me very well. So let's just start with Suho.
Of course.
And Grey Suit. I love these EPs so much, okay? This was unexpected because all I was expecting were ballads. And then Boy said, no ballads this time. So he went for rock. And I loved it. It was like the 2000s teen in me was screaming for this vibe. Okay? It's like angsty vibes meets vocal. But for me, his B-sides were just so good.
Interesting.
So, so good. Yeah, I don't know why, but his B-side, like the trailer track was good, but just the B-sides for me were like, ah.
Next level.
We're incredible. Yes. So for me, the Canting with an electric guitar solo that I was in love with that electric guitar solo. And Bear Hug is like vocals, super soft. It's like, I love this one. It's going to sound quite bad, but hear me out.
Okay.
I love this one a bit more than Self-Portrait.
Oh.
Because it's just my style. And Self-Portrait was like beautiful ballads,
mm-hmm.
okay? And the art was stunning.
Mm-hmm.
But this one musically just got me.
Yeah. Cute.
So, yeah. So that's for Suho, Grey Suit. We are going to my ultimate favorites.
Who ever could that be?
So let's go with Big Bang, okay? I haven't shut up about this song the full month because I loved it so much. It's like, I know many, if someone is a VIP and they listen to that song, I'm quite sure we all cried.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very sure we all cried with this song, okay? It's like, I just love them so much. It's like the highlight for me in that music video and the full song is like, T.O.P.'s transition, what, G-Dragon's transition to T.O.P., that chunk, oh, it was so heavily, like, emotional. So, I cried. I feel like I died a little bit as well. The song is like, it's just sad. It's just so sad. Just so, I cry. Every time I watch the music video,
aww.
I legit tear up.
Aww.
It's like, it's a mixture of, like, the song is sad, and they're basically reminiscent of, like, the past,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
at the same time, I miss them so much. Like,
aww.
so much.
Sad.
Yeah. Second gym first.
Do you know what I would have loved to see in that music video?
What?
Just, like, one shot of the four of them together.
The church symbolized that, though. The four chairs.
Yeah, girly. That's not entirely the same. Like, yes, they're together, but I also want to see them together, you know?
I know. But I'm quite sure they're wearing... Probably they're wearing even the same country.
Yeah,
some of them,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. But...
But...
I think that would have been just, like, the cream of the crop, you know?
I know. I just love them so much. I miss them so much, you know? And...
I want to hear your opinion. Do you think... that they'll release more music? Or do you think that was it?
There was a bit of turmoil in the VIP end because we all felt like that was a goodbye song.
Yeah.
And that's how the song feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's when, whenever I listened to it for the first time, I was like, oh no. Oh no. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, like YG hasn't said anything officially. Let's start there. And there was a bit of an issue. And then they said, like, look, they're not disbanding, people. Chill.
Oh, yes. Because I saw that their stocks were dropping like crazy.
Yes.
So they released a statement that was like, they're not splitting up.
Girl, the impact.
I thought that was hilarious, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, not just that. Well, you know what I found hilarious about the music video? T.O.P. like low-key promoting his wine brand.
I was like, wait, what?
He's not missing his chance. Yeah, he released a wine, his own brand of wines, I think, or just one wine, I'm not sure. And at the back of his like outfit, he had the brand. Self-promoting.
King, okay.
I found it hilarious and also so top, like so T.O.P., you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, oh my god, I love them so much. Well, anyways, I don't know if they're going to release music soon. I know that T.O.P. said that he was going to release an album. And let's be honest, they have their own solo careers.
Of course, yeah, they're all big enough for that.
Yeah, so they might release something in the future, but I think for now they're going to focus more in their, like, solo projects.
Yeah.
And I think at this stage, maybe a lot of VIPs will relate to me. We just want them to be happy with whatever they're doing.
Fair.
They've given so much. Like, so much. Mm. Okay, I'm going to close this because I can't go on Big Bang for a while. You know it. So, let's go to Ivy and Love Live. And, yeah, I love that song. I know that you were obsessed with Ivy Love Live.
Uh-huh.
As well. Because it was, like, classy, charming, and super catchy. It's like, this song is so catchy.
There's a line in that song that's like,
yeah,
narcissistic. My God, I love it.
Yes. It just, iconic. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
The little choreo. And I'm very happy with how the members, like some of the members that didn't have like in a lot of lines in the previous comeback, the debut comeback,
mm-hmm,
this time they had more lines. And I'm like,
nice.
Well done.
Nice, Dan. I like it.
I like what they're doing with them. I just would like that. More music. Oh, I know that they debuted this year, but I was expecting for an mini album, you know? I was like, okay,
let's go for quality over quantity, my dear.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I like visually beautiful music, mm-hmm, video, mm-hmm, the song, super good as well. So for me, it was a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, same. It was very, very good and a good follow up for the previous song. I'm very curious to see where they're going musically.
Yeah, because both songs they're very different.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Basically. So let's go on with Ghost 9 and their mini album Arcade. So again, it was a really fun listen, but I tend to go more, well, I lean more normally to the B-sides.
Mm-hmm.
You know it. And for this one, I really liked Champion because it was like fun and the synth line. You know that I'm a sucker for synth lines. A good synth line will always get me.
Nice.
So now we go with Onew.
Okay, I need to air this out before we start with Onew. Where was the promo for his album?
Right.
I legit saw two pictures float around. That's the only reason I knew that he was having a comeback.
I didn't see those two pictures. And the only thing, I was like, when I opened Melon, I was like, it is a new mini album. I was like, get your stuff together, SM, promote better on you.
Exactly. I was like, what?
I don't know, because after that, I asked to check Twitter, and there were like plenty of tweets about it. But I don't know if they didn't like promoted enough.
Yeah.
It just didn't spread across the internet world. I don't know what was the story, but I was kind of shocked because he's big. He is big, you know. And we all love Onew. That's it.
Yeah.
But yeah, talking about this release,
mm-hmm,
it was a musical experience for me, mm-hmm, from start to end. He's so adorable. He's just so adorable and wholesome. the music video, I was like, so cute, man.
How it's was like, that cute? Girl, no. I watched it and I was like, this is nightmare fuel.
The colors and it was just the full aesthetics.
No.
Love them. No. No. I found it kind of cute. Their masks
were creepy as hell. This was like a pastel fever dream. And I was like, when am I going to wake up from this? Am I going to emotionally recover from this? Is another question.
I found it cute. I was like, that's adorable.
The like slime on the walls reminded me of the school nurse files.
Yes. Right? Absolutely. Yeah.
And then at one point there was like this evil Knievel dude, whatever, who was like wearing a red like jumpsuit with like the creepy green mask. And I was like, this feels like it was inspired from Casa del Papel, you know, that Netflix show. And then his like bellboy outfit straight up came from that Wes Anderson movie, Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so many things at once.
You see, you focus on all of the details. I literally was just looking at on you looking adorable in those outfits. I was like,
his freckles though.
Adorable. Yeah.
I was like, boy, what?
Adorable. Okay, adorable. But again, this album, non-skip, solid, start to end. Good. But, on the way, produced by Chacha Malone.
I need a cha-cha beat, boy.
Chacha Malone, he's so good.
That man.
And this mix, unexpected, but solid. Okay.
Love.
And then we have Yo Wubi. And this song is like, it's so unique. It's that you did not expect that song from Onyu, but it's kind of dark. And it's just, its sound is just so different.
I need to really listen to that one. I don't really remember it.
Yes, it's like he's in a party, so it's like, your love takes me higher, I believe, or something like that, he says. And I'm like, yes, you're taking us all higher with this song. And your vocals. I'm gonna love this so to be cheesy. For all you. You gotta be cheesy for on you, alright?
I mean, sure.
So we go on for another of my favorites.
Aww.
So let's go with Taeyong and Woonsting. Love this pair. Both of them. You might have noticed.
No, okay. Never.
So Love Theory is hilarious and catchy, and it just feels so organic and such a fun song.
They're very cute together. I hope that they're friends in real life.
Adorable. They're adorable. I just couldn't cope. I was like, why are you so adorable? Yeah. The song's like catchy, and the music video is just so fun. They're like besties giving each other some advice, and they both suck at giving advice, you know. So it was very cute.
Aww.
Yeah, I love Taeyeon. Love you. I love what you're doing with your solo music. So good. Let's go with Ila's Roar. So for this one, I have to mention the intro because it gave me your main character vibes.
Nice. Ila's intros usually do that, though.
Yes.
They're very, like, orchestral, cinematic.
Yes. Super orchestral, super cinematic, and I could just imagine a character living in the medieval era in a castle, lost, and then there is a storm happening, and then you have that at the yes, that was the soundtrack of the movie, of whatever that was.
Sounds like a nightmare, but okay.
So for this release, I absolutely recommend Desire and Shelter. There's more R&B tracks, and again, B-sides, because I really like their B-sides. The B-sides are really good.
I was looking at their music video today.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of views yet.
Yeah, but their budget is quite big, and they're normally really good.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like, what is going on?
Promote better.
Yeah.
Agency. I don't even know which one. What was their agency?
I
don't even
know. No
idea. Yeah, but yeah, they're good. They just need better promotion.
They are really good. They have interesting concepts, great music.
Yeah. Like,
you know, I don't see why they're not popping off.
Me neither.
Hmm.
But anyway, for me, the last highlight for this month for me at Families was Psy. Psy 9.
King behavior.
Iconic.
Oh, that's not even hyperbole. That's just straight up facts.
Yes. And I love this album. It's like so many genres in one single album. I did not expect Psy to come out with such a... I was expecting more. You know, he tends to have like hype songs. So I was expecting a lot of them, which we have as well. But it's just...
There's a lot of slower R&B, kind of old school, like
hip-hop. Which makes sense. It makes sense because of the features.
Mm-hmm.
But unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
So unexpected. So that.
Okay, but that, I like it. And date. I was like, what?
That song is so catchy and so fun as well.
It's amazing. I love it to bits. Like,
As soon as I watch the music video, I'm like, he's trying to get a TikTok trend out of this. And I 100%. Knew it. The next day, it was there.
You know? He's doing a TikTok trend with the dance of the chorus, right?
Yes.
I've seen a couple of TikToks with the, like, hitting each other in the face. Recreation. So I feel like that might pop off more because a lot easier. Because that dance looks hella crazy and intense.
He was trying, actually, he posted this TikTok with him, like, doing, like, a car like tutorial. Dance
tutorial? I was like, I need two tutorials for the tutorial. Like, he was going up and down and left
so
and
complicated.
Right. I was like, boy.
So, for this release, I really like Now and the disco vibe in it with Hwasa. That song is so good. It's got a very much like a disco, but all Korean disco style. It's super fun. And we also have Every Day. This song needs to be played in an electronic music festival because it goes hard. And well, I love electronic music. I love EDM, house music, and all of that. And this song just sticks every single one. I'm like, yes, boy. Yes, but you have that beat drop and the hype. Yeah. Love the two bits. So that was it for me for K-pop. That was long.
Do you know what my favorite song is of that album?
Which one?
Apart from that obviously.
Yeah.
It's Happier featuring Crush.
You went for the saddest stuff.
Sad shit.
You went for the saddest stuff. I'm like, electronic music festival, and you just go sad.
Oh my god. I was like, what is this? It's giving me all the feels. I was like, not expecting that for a Psy album, right?
Me neither. So me neither, like, but I like it.
Okay.
I really liked how he met the expectations. I went even further because everyone was expecting just Psy being the hype musician he was, you know?
Yeah, of course.
But I love how he even promoted his song Artist under P Nation. Mm-hmm. Love it. Like,
all I was missing was Dawn and Hyuna.
Yes.
I was like, where? Psy 10th, I guess? Like,
well, but the one with Jesse is also really good. And the one with Hayze.
Yes. The one with Jesse, very cool.
Yes. Yeah, so tell me about your list for K-pop.
Okay. I want to start with Kwon Eunbi and Glitch. You would love that track.
I think I listened to that track and I really liked it.
Oh my god, it's like dance bop for like a gay club. Love it to bits. She's really hitting it out of the park with her releases. Like the previous one was the like swing pop moment.
Yeah.
The flip-flopping between genres, amazing. But also like they each have their own solid concept without her breaking away from, like, her own musical identity. So I'm very intrigued for the next couple of releases.
Okay, interesting.
I also wanted to mention Donkeys with Cupid.
Oh, yes. But they're going... This was, like, a new era for them. They have new members.
Mm-hmm.
They're becoming very famous since... I think he's Hechan, I believe his name.
Semantic
Error.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girly. I saw that. I don't know why I keep saying girly. I'm sorry. They went from like 2K album sales to 100K.
Oh, wow.
After the drama.
Oh, wow.
Can I just say, that's amazing. And I need everyone to start listening to Lupin, because that song is
so good.
Insane.
It's Jaechang, no Haechang. I'm like, I was like, what was it? It's Jaechang, no Haechang. I'm sorry. Ugh. Anyway.
I often like that they're one of the few groups that are doing a cute concept at this point.
Yeah, we have a lot of angst right now happening.
Yeah. I mean, appreciate the angst, but also like we need a bit of both, you know, a bit balance.
Yes.
That's why I also really enjoyed Seventeen's comeback with Darling.
I actually haven't listened to that song.
Soft Concept Kings. That's all
that
I
was the
say.
First single in English, right?
I think so.
Okay.
I didn't even pay attention to that. I was just like, sounds nice. My brain likes it. Noise.
Soft. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then I also want to share Dreamcatcher's new album, their title track, Maison. Straight up bop, saving the world, one comeback at a time. Now, there is a bit of a discussion amongst the fandom.
Okay.
Because the Dreamcatcher company released NFTs.
Oh.
Yeah. While the meaning or the message of Maison is, let's save the planet.
Well, that okay.
You know.
Yeah.
It's like so double. I mean, I'm just like, ugh.
Like, dude, just stick to one concept, all right?
Exactly.
Just can get everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They all have their own solo songs on the album, which
I saw that.
I love that.
And also, where I was seeing them in the festival, just saying.
I know, I'm so excited.
I feel very tempted to buy that witch, like, light stick.
The massive, like, staff.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm here.
You shall not pass. Let's debate that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that definitely listen to Mezzo, because it's amazing. But also listen to Starlight if you want a bit of a lighter city pop moment.
Okay.
It's very cute. Great vocals. Mwah, love it. Now, my last recommendation for K-pop this month.
Yes.
Were my kings for Monster X.
Yes. I still have to catch up on that one. Yeah.
Girl, Shape of Love, that mini album, no skips.
Oh, really?
No skips. I am obsessed. It's so good. Girl, I swear to God, I love it so much. I love it to bits. I'm buying it. Like, no discussion. I love it so much. The title track is great.
Yeah.
They play with rhythm so well. Juhani's like little section of we can do it faster, slow. And I'm like, Juhani, please.
It's them, always them, the ones that come up with those lines. And you are like, excuse me, sir?
Yeah. I'm like, jail. That's jail.
Yes.
I also really, really want people to listen to Wildfire.
Okay.
Because that's just angst, but like proper adult angst, not just teenage angst. You know what I mean? It's good.
Yeah.
Listen to it.
Okay, fair. I'm like adult angst. I'm like, aren't we all angst at this stage?
Graduated from teenage angst into adult angst. You know?
Aren't we all
angst
about
bills, money, jobs, the housing market, you name it.
All of it, the crisis.
Yeah.
All of that. Okay, fair.
That was it for my K-pop section.
Okay, shall we go into hip-hop?
Yes, let's do it.
So let's go into hip-hop, and I have to start with Lil Mosh Pit. This is his debut album, AAA or AAA, however you want to call it. AAA, let's call it. This is a new find for me. Obviously, his debut. But his rapping style is interesting. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's like modern with EDM and, you know, the usual what you're listening in, like hip-hop and Korean hip-hop. Mm-hmm. But then it also got like an old hip-hop style vibe that I really like it. I really, really like it.
Nice.
I'm curious to see what he's coming up with next. And mm-hmm. then listen to On the Block and Boss. Those songs are really Ooh. Good. We'll go to Milena. And I love this woman, okay? Riddle was her an EP. And her voice is so beautiful. So, so beautiful.
Is and it more R&B than hip-hop?
Or? R&B, 100%. It's like, this EP is a soft listen, very much R&B. Her vocals are like so mellow and soft and just so good. And I would recommend listening to Matter of Taste featuring Palo Alto. I think that's the title track. Really good. It's just really, really good. We got with Chu and Abbotsford. This is a new album, also a new find. This one was a bit more urban. It kind of reminded me of American hip hop a bit, just a bit. But it's very urban, trendy. I liked it. Overall, it was a well-rounded release. And I recommend listening to Pocket Money featuring The Quiet and Outlast Zone.
These features are all insane.
Yes. Yes, it's like whenever I see features like this, I'm like, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
It's like, if I see, it is going to sound super biased, and I'm sorry, but if I see Palo Alto or The Quiet, I know the song is going to be good.
Yes.
You know, because they choose the features so well. So, so well. Love it. So, Minute came back again with two singles this month, actually. He released Drama with Skinny Brow Scenes in Ambient Womb.
Mm-hmm.
And Euphoria with 123 and Milena. Both songs, super cool. Ooh. Highly recommended. And we go with Until. And Until, I like the music. It's just so good. Human, the album, is like, they have listened to I Am From, featuring Rad Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, the instrumentation is beautiful, but it's also like this raw type of feeling in the song. That just gets you.
Yeah. Nice.
You know. And I Am featuring Palo Alto.
For obvious reasons. Hello.
The beats are incredible. And it's just, the delivery is just fire. It's like, yes. Yes. Okay. We're going with Elo and Reality Check. This album is a solid mix of R&B and hip hop. So it's a full vibe. The features are incredible. Mm-hmm. And just listen to the full album from start to end. It's really, really good. But my favorites are Can't Be Happy and Falling Dream featuring PH1.
Those all sound so incredibly happy.
You know me.
Let's listen to Happiness by Psy and Crush together.
So we got onto Big Naughty, and Big Naughty released this song called Beyond Love. It's a single featuring 10 centimeters. And I love it. It's so what cute a crossover. And like smooth. Actually, I was just checking online. His song, mm-hmm. you know that Big Bang is being on the first spot of the charts for quite yes, a bit now.
I saw that. I got a notification on that.
Yes, and he was like, stop this. Put him back on the top. Because he's a VIP as well.
Aww.
So it was kind of cute. That's very, very cute. Also, he's doing quite well. And I really like the single. It was adorable. And it was super smooth. I love Big Naughty's music. Mm-hmm. Like, he's so young, but he's doing it so well with his music.
Yeah.
The thing is that he's kind of mainstream. But I like that he keeps his music kind of indie.
Yeah, I get that. Nice.
So we go with Crucial Star. 100 bars rather than 100 words. That's the title of the single.
Okay.
And it's like old school hip-hop with amazing vibes.
Okay. I can get and behind I'm that. Going,
yeah. Lil Cherry and Jackie Vi release a single as well.
Okay. Queen behavior. Queen behavior.
Coom, it's whenever you have Jackie Vi here and Lil Cherry here, you know that something crazy is about to happen. And it happened. This song is alternative to its core. And we know that Lil Cherry likes very interesting beats. And she just goes
for sure.
So they did it together, and this song is like awesome. It's like craziness with rapping, and I love it. It's
Please tell me that there's like a music video or like a live performance.
I think there's a music video, actually.
I need to watch that ASAP.
Then last from my side was Mirani, another woman that nice. I love. I love her music so much. And she released a single, Gasoline. She's just so good. She's just so good. She keeps it. Every time she releases something, I'm like, this is going to be good. She's amazing. Yes. Yeah, I'm a bit biased. I'm sorry. But I love that woman. She's so good.
Okay, but now imagine Jackie Y, Lil Cherry, and Mirani together.
I want to see Mirani and Milena in a hella sad R&B song.
Ooh. What if you add Giselle to that?
Ooh. Triple threat. Let's all cry together.
Yes, let's do it.
So that was it for me for hip hop and R&B.
Mm-hmm. Shall we now go tell to me about indie? Your indie?
Yes, tell me about your indie world.
All right. So Namkyun Eun released his new EP Earth, okay. which is like a mellow indie folk meets rock moment, right?
Okay.
Love the title track. Super cute. But my favorite track of that mini is Stars.
Okay.
Lovely instrumentation, bit jazzy. There's a straight up jam session in the middle of that song, which is below 3 minutes long. So I'm sad about that. But it's like, that song is just, it works so
but
well.
That's very unexpected. That structure is like, it's very unexpected.
Yeah, it's like a minute. Let's just, you know, sing a little bit. And then, like, a minute, there's just, like, a jam session with, like, electric guitar and stuff, some piano. And it's like, excuse me, this is lit. I like it.
Interesting.
Go listen
to it.
Okay. Then Son Yeji released a ballad called Different Shape. Love the vocals. It's intense. It hits. Just right to like all the levels of sadness.
All the levels of sadness.
All the levels of sadness. Just like a little sad, a lot sad. Like
okay,
super sad.
Okay.
Hits all of them. then Kim Min Kyu released the album Somewhere Out There. And yes. This is like eccentric rock, a bit of Brit rock in there as well.
Interesting.
The title track. Space Battle, I'm going to feature that for my music video recommendation because it's so cool and I haven't seen that in like ages. It's like this collage kind of style on top of like regular footage.
Oh.
Amazing. Love it. The song itself is great as well. So I need, there needs to be more attention to that song because it's great. For the next song, just the cuteness meter is going up by like a million percent.
Okay.
So this song by Angie and Ombre is called I'm a Cat.
I think I saw that pass. Yes.
Girl, when I tell you I am obsessed with that song. They used an electric guitar. You know how you can have like a little slide on that electric guitar that's like a meow?
Yeah.
They used that to mimic a cat's meow.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just like, how did you come up with that? It's so cute. I want to die. It's lovely. It's soft, quirky, and just wholesome. If you need a wholesome vibe, just listen to that.
So refreshing as well. It's not very common.
No. And it also kind of reminded me of that Sunwoo Jung song. That I think it's together with IU, that one. Where the music video that there's like two girls that pretend to be a cat, like a house cat and a stray cat.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh, I love. I don't know, even. Okay. I'm not even a big cat person. Like.
But it's just a cuteness.
Exactly. Exactly. Then, next up is the indie trio Doorless House. They released a song called Drifting. It's like indie rock with great vocals, and I love the way that the vocals like mimic the feeling of drifting.
Okay.
It's super well done. About halfway through the song, there's like this really intense buildup that at one point just completely falls away. So you're like, yes, build up, build up, build up, build up. And then you like fall off a cliff of like intensity. And then it just builds up again. It's, oh, I love it. It's insane. Here for it.
Interesting. Okay.
The last EP I wanted to recommend is, because I'm biased. And yes, I'm biased. Okay, but in the children. well, with my K-poppies as well. Kang Asol released her new mini album, Chungmu.
Okay.
Oh, it's so sad. It's dark, yeah. Depressing, sad. It's just, ugh. Ugh. It's like, you know how you have this like shade of blue when the sun sets?
Yeah.
It's like that shade of blue, just like wrapped around you in a song version.
Oh, wow.
I'm so poetic. Oh my God.
Yeah, like that metaphor. Wow.
I should write more. No, I'm joking. No, it's just amazing. I love it. It just, ugh. Hits every level on the sadness scale, too.
And if you're sad, it's good, because that's how it goes.
Not always, but 90% of the time, yes.
Okay, so that was it for these April releases.
Yeah, that was quite lengthy, but sorry.
Look, it could have been worse. It can always be worse.
Worse that we get more music.
Yeah.
Or worse the that more we don't get good music at all.
The more we add.
Or worse, that we don't get good music at all.
Yes. So that would be worrying, but it doesn't really happen quite a lot.
No, not really.
No.
Let's not jinx it. Knock on wood. You know.
I don't have wood around me, but yeah,
well,
sure.
Well, I have wood, so I know. It's fine.
Awesome. So that was it for this monthly special of Discovering with a K. Most of the reviews are in the kmail.com, so go ahead and check it. And for the full list of releases, week by week, check the Indie Report and the Hip Hop and R&B Reports. Our monthly special as well is out.
Favorites of the month. Check the website. Everything, well, mostly everything is there.
Yes.
Follow us on our socials.
Please. And just check the, well, the fifth season of Discovery with a K is out for the season. So go and check the fifth season of Discovery with a K. It was fun and it was exciting.
That's insane.
Yes. We're on the fifth season of Discovery with a K and on the first season of Got a K Drama. So go and check that out for episode discussions and a lot more. So that was it for this special episode, monthly episode of Discovery with a K. We'll see you next month.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.